It's Tuesday, May 7th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram is waging all-out anarchical or chaotic warfare against Christians in the Adamawa state of Nigeria, Africa. The terrorist organization is going door-to-door, killing Christians at will. At least 25 believers were murdered on Monday, April 29th. Christian leaders told International Christian Concern, quote, "We are in danger. We have no one to fight for us to end this killing of our people," end quote. Pray that the God of heaven would defend the poor and the persecuted in Nigeria. Australian Hillsong leader Brian Houston came out against Christian rugby player Israel Folau, who issued a public warning on Instagram to homosexuals, idolaters, thieves, adulterers, and others living in sin. Houston referred to Folau as quote-unquote judgmental and discouraged a message of quote-unquote repentance or turning from sin. The megachurch pastor, who has influenced much of evangelical worship around the world, issued his condemnation of Israel Folau via the mainstream media source, the Sydney Morning Herald. Folau is the subject of official hearings before the Rugby Australian Judicial Board. He is risking losing his career and a $4 million per year contract over the stance he has taken on calling sinners to repentance and true faith in Christ. His controversial post warned of hell, but reminded the world that, quote, "only Jesus saves," end quote. Praise God. Acts 17, 30-31 says, "Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained." The movie Unplanned is making waves among abortion workers. Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood abortion mill director at College Station, Texas, before she became a pro-life advocate, reports that her organization, And Then There Were None, is assisting at least 500 abortion mill employees to leave the business of killing babies. On Saturday, Johnson told a crowd of thousands who attended Focus on the Family's event at New York City's Times Square, quote, "There is a lot of burnout in the abortion industry because promoting death is exhausting," end quote. About 2 million people have watched the film Unplanned over the last 6 weeks for a total of $18 million at the box office. The movie Avengers Endgame has broken worldwide box office records again this last weekend, topping $2 billion in just 11 days. How do Christians interact with the sorcerer, the Infinity Stones, the Fates, and the gods fighting for control over the universe? Generations Radio with Kevin Swanson and Bill Jack have provided a worldview review of the film, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Rachel Held Evans is dead at 37 years of age. She was hospitalized on a diagnosis of the flu, a UT infection, and a bad reaction to a medication. Her death was a major news event covered by The Washington Post, NPR, CBS News, ABC, The New York Times, Newsweek, The Chicago Tribune, CNN, USA Today, Fox News, and The Christian Post. Evans is described as a, quote, "best-selling Christian author," end quote. She is best known for her support for evolution, homosexual sin, feminism, and her rejection of the idea of submitting to her husband. She also advocated voting for what she called, quote, "pro-choice candidates," end quote. In her writing, she called herself, quote, "doubt-filled and faith unraveled," end quote. Pray for gospel comfort for Rachel's husband and two children. The response of the church to the death of Sapphira in Acts 5, 10-11 is instructive. "Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things." Democrats are keeping gun control as a central element of their agenda. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives passed a bill that would require universal background checks on all gun purchases. The U.S. Senate has refused to take up the bill. Several Democrat contenders in the 2020 presidential race are also targeting gun control as a major agenda item. Yesterday morning, a notice was placed on an easel just outside of Buckingham Palace. As traditionally done for centuries, it was an announcement of a child born into the royal family, this time a baby boy, born to Prince Harry and his wife Duchess Meghan, reports CBS News. Prince Harry is sixth in the line for the throne of England, and his new son will be seventh in line. And finally, a little 10-year-old boy dying of cancer told the Make-A-Wish Foundation that he wanted to go to church before he died. KTHV Television in Hot Springs, Arkansas, reported that when he arrived, Max Huseby had one thing to say to everybody at church. He told them, quote, "Thank you for praying for me," end quote. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 7th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.